I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As the number of COVID-19 deaths in Michigan has now topped 1,000, Governor Whitmer is extending the stay-at-home order to the end of the month. Details now from WWJ's John Hewitt.
Calling this a unique and unsettling time, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, as expected, extended her Stay Home, Stay Safe executive order for another 3 weeks until April the 30th, saying Michigan is facing two crises at one time, one health-related and one economic. The governor says the priority is getting the COVID crisis handled first.
We're going to have to be very smart about how we reengage. We're going to have all sorts of protections in place, and we're going to have a lot more testing. And frankly, I'm hopeful in the next 3 weeks of this stay-home order that we get access to a lot more testing.
The governor saying the TCF Regional Care Center in Detroit is set to open up Friday and accept its first 25 patients. She also says she has reached out to Vice President Mike Pence about what she calls the dangerously low levels of medications needed to place patients on ventilators. John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
One thing that can resume, despite the stay-at-home order, is online car sales. WWJ AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert telling us those online sales are very important here and in other states.
April will probably be the low point, says Toyota Division Chief Jack Hollis, but May may not be that great either. And while that could mean a ramp up in June, he says they want to be sure that the virus is not still a threat.
We all want to get back to normal quickly, but if we get back to too much normal too quickly, it's a potential that I don't want to get into of putting more people at risk.
Hollis telling an Automotive News webinar that winning back customers also has to be about trust, not just big incentives. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.